KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. Each is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Community announcements. There are tentative dates that the DMV is scheduled to be here in Sandpoint, thank you in part to the Aleut Corporation. Those dates are April 14th through the 17th. If you haven't already, please work on getting your applications and documents submitted for pre-screening. If you need any help with that, please contact the City of Sandpoint. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. On a chilly winter night in interior Alaska, a pack of wolves is feasting on a moose kill. With full bellies, they begin howling. Wolves eat well when they've made a kill and may gorge themselves until they can barely move. A wolf can eat 20 pounds of meat in a sitting. Some of the largest wolves weighed have had a stomach full of recently eaten meat. An average wolf in Alaska is 100 to 110 pounds for a male and about 90 pounds for a female. In the winter of 2024, a pair of Fairbanks trappers caught the largest wolf they had ever seen. On a certified scale, the wolf weighed 149 pounds. Its stomach contents weighed only 6 pounds. This is a huge wolf. Wildlife biologist John Birch captured and weighed 180 wolves in his career in Alaska, and only 6 were bigger than 130 pounds. Fish and Game biologist Mark McNay weighed more than 300 wolves in his career in Alaska with similar results, a few in the 135 pound range and one at 143 pounds. Many of the stories of wolves topping 150 and even 200 pounds are largely unverified and many are likely myths. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Federal investigators looking into the cause of a commercial passenger plane crash in early February on the sea ice of Norton Sound near Nome, killing all 10 on board, released their initial findings yesterday. As KNOM's Ben Townsend reports, the National Transportation Safety Board report says the icy flight from Unalakleet to Nome was hundreds of pounds overweight.
When Bering Air Flight 445 crashed last month, fingers pointed to a number of potential causes: poor visibility, icy conditions, and a full flight among them. The National Transportation Safety Board's Alaska Region Chief, Clint Johnson, says it's too early to tell.
We're not ruling anything out, but I just don't want anybody to jump to conclusions. And the investigation is continuing.
But he says one thing does stick out, and that's weight.
There's no way around that. Unfortunately, our estimations are that the airplane was about 1,000 pounds over gross.
According to the report, the Cessna Caravan's maximum gross takeoff weight was about 1,000 pounds heavier than allowed for flight into the icy conditions that day. Searchers found the plane at a location 34 miles southeast of Nome a day after it crashed, with no survivors, on an ice floe moving 5 to 10 miles a day. As is standard procedure, investigators weighed baggage and cargo recovered from the site. They found that the cargo was nearly 100 pounds heavier than a Bering Air manifest documented. The report also brings some clarity to what happened in the lead-up to the fatal crash. A final investigation report is expected to take at least a year to complete. That's when investigators will issue conclusions as to probable causes of the crash. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Townsend.
Some of the funding needed to study long-term solutions to glacial outburst flooding in Juneau has arrived. Last week, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers received nearly $5 million to begin technical studies that will inform a later, fleshed-out feasibility study of potential solutions to annual flooding in Mendenhall Valley. The funding came from the Federal American Relief Act, passed in December, and will be disbursed over the next 4 years. The money will create a technical report, but Nate Rumsey, the city's Engineering and Public Works Deputy Director, says it's not clear what that means.
We're hopeful that it is essentially a jump start into what a more traditional feasibility study or general investigation would be.
Rumsey says the future feasibility study will look at various ideas to protect Valley residents, such as building a dam, expanding Mendenhall Lake's capacity, siphoning water out of Suicide Basin, or even blowing up the glacier or surrounding mountains. As the city and Army Corps consider long-term plans, the short-term plan to install temporary flood barriers along Mendenhall River is underway. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
The greatest compliment to a public media station is when a listener becomes a member. So do your part today by becoming a part of the team officially. Thank you for making a donation.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Indeed, committed to giving job listings increased visibility with relevant candidates through its sponsored jobs feature. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Fairbanks constituents of Senator Dan Sullivan organized a town hall to hear from him during the congressional spring break this week, but the hastily arranged event did not jibe with the senator's schedule, and he was not able to appear. The organizers decided to hold the event anyway. KUAC's Robin reports.
There was an overflow crowd at Noel Wien Library's auditorium Monday night as about 175 people tried to squeeze in. A life-size portrait of Alaska's junior U.S. Senator, Dan Sullivan, was printed on cardboard and set up in the center of the room, where constituents could line up at two microphones and address him.
My name is Sarah Garland. Today, the administration crossed yet another line, a particularly terrifying one. They have now openly defied a legal ruling by the courts. And I want to know, Senator Sullivan, what are you going to do to try to preserve the foundation of our government?
This week, senators and representatives return to their home districts and very often hold constituent meetings. Kelly Barker described the organization of this one.
One person said we should do a town hall since Republicans are being told not to hold them, and we should hold one, and let's invite Senator Sullivan.
A spokesperson for Senator Sullivan said Monday that congressional offices have been flooded with calls and email messages asking about the many changes to federal jobs and spending made by the Trump administration, so much that it is hard to keep up. Barker said the Fairbanks group made calls to set up the constituent meeting, and it took more than a week to get a response.
Multiple times a day, calling every office number that we could find for him. And then one day it packed the offices, which happens every Monday at the federal building. Someone put a flyer for the town hall event in Sullivan's door slot, and someone got a call after that. And they said, well, he won't be there. And the response was, well, we're going to hold it anyway.
The chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, Representative Richard Hudson of North Carolina, told GOP lawmakers 2 weeks ago to stop having town hall meetings because many were leading to public confrontations with angry constituents and could look bad and hurt them politically in midterm elections.
Right now, people are really angry, sad, uncertain. All those big feelings. We also do realize that, you know, his schedule's really packed and that this did happen at short notice. So I want to give that caveat there. At the same time, these are really tense times. And you're our senator. We feel like you should meet with us.
Sullivan's spokesperson did not want to be recorded, but would speak on background and said that many of these empty chair town halls across the country are set up just for social media fodder. Constituents at Monday's town hall say they were trying to reach the senator through his office first.
Senator Sullivan, hi, this is Shelby again. You should probably know my address by now, but you voicemails every single day. As a UPIC woman and 100% disabled veteran with countless combat flying hours, I think I've earned at least one answer, one response.
This is Sarah Furman. My voice is probably familiar to you by now. I have a few questions. How are you going to protect the people of Alaska from the gutting of Social Security and Medicaid?
Yeah.
Where do you suggest the people of Fairbanks go for hospital services if the Fairbanks Memorial Hospital has to close its doors without these payments?
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Senator Sullivan is set to address the Alaska legislature in Juneau this morning. This is Alaska Public Media.
So that was some Morgan Wallen with Ain't That Some. After Hardy with Truck Bed and Zach Bryan with Smaller Acts.
Ain't that some back home buddies in the field, mud on the wheels, yeah. Ain't that some thick smoke, Silverado tearing up a two-lane road. Ain't that some C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, that's what we've been doing since we was yay-high. There's folks out there, ain't T-R-Y this, man. Ain't that some that you hate to grow up and miss. Hate to think of what if I didn't even know what a honey hole with a Zepco when my jeans rolled and a pinch of skull in my lip. Even is, they say, we ain't got a pot to piss, but I thank God for this. Ain't that some back home, buddies in the field, mud on the whiz, yeah. Ain't that some thick smoke, Silverado, tearing up a two-lane road. Ain't that some C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, that's what we've been doing since we was J-High. There's folks out there, ain't T-R-Y, this, man. Ain't that some, ain't that some, ain't that some, ain't that some. True north is due south, the blue core's going down, just like that setting sun on my old Z71. I know it's cliche to sing Chevrolets, cold beers and Fridays, but that's just the way it is out here. Ain't that some back home, buddies in the field, mud on the whiz, yeah. Ain't that some thick smoke, Silverado, tearing up a two-lane road. Ain't that some C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, that's what we've been doing since we was J-High. There's folks out there, ain't T-R-Y. Man, ain't that some, ain't that some, ain't that some, ain't that some. Ain't that some back home, buddies in the field, mud on the whiz, yeah. Ain't that some thick smoke, Silverado, tearing up a two-lane road. Ain't that some C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, that's what we've been doing since we was J-High. There's folks out there, ain't T-R-Y, this. Ain't that some back home? Ain't that some thick smoke, Silverado? Ain't that some C-O-U-N-T-R-Y? We'll be doing this till the day we die. There's folks out there, ain't T-R-Y, this. Ain't that some, ain't that some, ain't that some, ain't that some, ain't that some. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m. I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop. She got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket. Then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Yeah, she got
some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Let a bone dry, but I love tag eyes pouring. Guess she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. You could say I got what I deserve.
She got a needle if you want no more. She loves hard love metaphors. Leave shoes off at the door. Dinner's waiting on. Grand things don't impress her much. She's keen to smaller acts. She likes honey in her coffee. Boys use their best. Friday afternoon at the Mercury Lounge. She loves a Prince song and a live sound. Never needs much and sure knows how to dance. All the money in the world couldn't make her smile. She prefers things that are worthwhile. Like small towns, that old style and smaller acts. There ain't no love I make you fight. You feel it in a room if you was blind. There ain't a grand thing to make you new. Satisfying in the scorching summer, like the trees and the stars she's laying under. They're fine being right where they are. Give her a buzz and a beat down boy. She hates bullshit and loves the noise of a coastal town. The early parts of fall.
Next we have Post Malone and Morgan Wallen with I Had Some Help. And then Christopher Michael Johnson with You're Invited. After that, Sad Brad Smith with Help Yourself.
See? like I'm the only one. Why'd you throw them stones at you? Had a wild hell to hold to. Living in your big glass house with the view. I thought you knew I had some help. It ain't like I can make this kind of mess all by myself.
Truck with a bed in the back. You can sleep in your Cadillac. Ain't no you're feeling better, and we realize that it might not be for a long, long time, but we're willing to wait on you. We believe in everything that you can do if you could only lay down your mind. Take apart each brick that sits outside your heart and look around you. There's people everywhere. No, they don't always show it, they're just as scared, and we'd be more prepared if you just pulled on through. I want you to try to help yourself. Water underneath our feet, terrible design. Dusty rooms you cannot sweep, clouding up your mind. I know you'll help us when you're feeling better, and we realize that it might not be for a long, long time, but believe in everything that you can do if you could only lay down your mind. I want you to try to help yourself. For a long, long time, but we're willing to wait on you. We believe in everything that you can do, and you could only lay down your mind. I want you to try to help yourself.
Coming next, Heidi Newfield will Stay Up Late, then Dierks Bentley will Draw Me a Map. Clay Walker will follow that up with Where Do I Go From Here?
It's all right with you. I'd just as soon we crack open a bottle of wine, stay right here all night through. We can kiss on the couch, dance in the kitchen, sit on the porch and listen to the crickets sing us a song. Then a little later on when the wine starts to work.
searching for answers to questions I can't find. If I took for granted that I held your heart, I'd beg forgiveness, but I don't know where to start. So draw me a map that leads me back to you. I don't know where to go, please tell me what to do. Help me find the road you're on, I just need directions home. Draw me a map that leads me back. I've never been so at a loss. I'm at a canyon I can't get around or cross. So baby, come down here, lay by my side, and tell me love's not lost across the great divide. Draw me a map that leads me back to you. I don't know where to go, please tell me what to do. Help me find the road you're on, I just need directions home. Draw me a map that leads me back. My destiny and destination, so understand my desperation. You, the only place I wanna be, is get us back to you and me. Draw me a map that leads me back to you. I don't know where to go, please tell me what to do. Help me find the road you're on, I just need directions home.
My truck and I drive into town, but I spend all my time just riding around, trying to shake this negative mood I'm in. And nowhere to go if I want to get down. All the usual suspects are hanging around, but after a round or two, it's just another dead end. For a minute or two, I'll get you off my mind. Coming back to me every time. When am I gonna get over the fact that you got on a plane and you ain't coming back? I said what I said and you did what you had to do. Where does a man have to go to get over the truth? Where do I go from? I bury myself in my job all day, just trying to get lost in the usual ways, smiling and laughing and joking around with the guys. Gotta do something to deaden the pain, so I stare out the window just watching the rain. But all I can see in the haze is the gray of your eyes. So what do I do with all the pieces of you here? Never coming back, setting me free. Where do I go to get over the fact that you got
Yeah, next on our list, we have Alan Jackson with Sissy Song and Kenny Chesney with Somewhere With You. And after that, Brad Paisley with American Saturday Night.
She have to go so young, I just don't know why. Things happen half the time, without reason, without rhyme. Lovely, sweet young woman, daughter, wife, and mother, makes no sense to me. I just have to believe she flew up to heaven on the wings of angels by the clouds and stars and paths where no one sees. And she walks with Jesus and her loved ones waiting. And I know she's smiling, saying, don't worry about me. Loved ones she left behind, just trying to survive and understand the why, feeling so lost inside. Anger shot straight at God, then asking for his love, empty with disbelief, just hoping that maybe she flew up to heaven on the wings of angels by the clouds and stars and paths where no one sees. And she walks with Jesus and her loved ones waiting. And I know she's smiling, saying, don't worry about me. It's hard to say goodbye, her picture in my mind. Will always be of times I'll cherish, and I won't cry, cause she flew up to heaven on the wings of angels by the clouds and stars and paths where no one sees. And she walks with Jesus and her loved ones waiting. And I know she's smiling, saying, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me.
You're going out with someone new. I'm going out with someone too. I won't feel sorry for me. I'm getting drunk, but I'd much rather be
Somewhere with you, laughing loud on a carnival ride, yeah. Driving around Saturday night, you made fun of me. Singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m. You're fighting with your mom again. And I go, I go, I go somewhere with you. Yeah. I won't sit outside your house, wait for the lights to go out. Call up an ex to rescue me, climb in their bed when I'd much rather sleep somewhere with you, like we did on the beach last summer when the rain came down. We took cover down in your car out by the pier. Let me down, whispered in my ear, I hate my life, hold on to me. All if you ever decide to leave, then I'll go, I'll go, I'll go. I can't go out every night of the week, can't go home with anybody I need. But it's just a temporary high, 'cause when I close my eyes, I'm somewhere with you. You see me out on the town, and it looks like I'm burning it down. You won't ask, and I won't say, but in my heart, I'm always somewhere with you. Laughing loud on the carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, and made fun of me. Singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on. Said, keep me at 3 a.m., you're fighting me. Mom again, and I go, I go, I go. I can't go out every night of the week, can't go home with anybody I meet. But it's just a temporary high, 'cause when I close my eyes, I'm somewhere with you. Somewhere with you, I'm somewhere with you, somewhere with you. Somewhere with you, somewhere with you. I bet it never, ever
side by side. Live from New York, it's a French kiss, Italian eyes, Spanish moss in the moonlight. Just another American, I'm just another American, and it's just another American Saturday
Yeah, up next we have a little bit of J.B. Bruck with It's Just You, then Carrie Underwood with Mama's Song, and after that we'll have Emerson Drive with Let Your Love Speak.
You're drowning in the drink, you're lost in a haze, stumbling through the graveyard, searching for your faith. Sleeping on a guillotine, soft as a blade that falls like a choice, disguised as your fate. Hey, by now, you ought to know the devil's wearing the angel's coat, and your mama's praying for your soul. But you ain't receiving, cause wind is blowing, thoughts around your head like drifting sand, slipping right through your fingers, man. And maybe one day you will see just what it is that we have seen is a drunken fool, a blind stone mule, confused beyond a clue. Hey man, it's just you. Hey man, it's just you. In a lie. The question is the answer now, the answer's asking why. It ain't where the ripple stops, it's where the rock drives. This impact, the consequence is forgiven, but never forgot. Yeah, by now, you ought to know. The open road's been shut down and closed. Police warning you, take it slow. But you ain't listening, the wind is blowing, thoughts around your head like drifting sand, slipping right through your fingers, man. Hey, maybe one day you will see just what it is that we have seen as a jumping fool, a blind stone mule. Has led you to a state of sedation. Yeah, where nothing is found and everything is lost. The days disappear and dreams go dark. By now, you ought to know. Last to come is first to go. Your lover's begging you to take it slow. But you ain't listening. The wind is blowing. Thoughts around your head like drifting sand. Slipping right through your fingers, man. Hey, maybe one day you will see what it is that we have seen. A shattered mirror with a fractured view. Hey man, it's just you. Hey man, it's just you.
Mama, you taught me to do the right things. So now you have to let your baby fly. You've given me everything that I will need to make it through this crazy thing called life. And I know you watched me grow up. He is good, so good. He treats your little girl like a real man should. He is good, so good. He makes promises he keeps. No, he's never gonna leave. So don't you worry.
set for. It's written in the stars. Whoa, come on over. Whoa, a little closer. Let your love speak. Get your knees weak. Fall into my arms. You can't hide it, so don't deny it. Open up your heart and set it free. Let your love speak. Whoa, let your love speak. Let your love.